Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, welcome to a special surprise mini edition of the Upshot podcast with me, Jack. I'm on my own because Zach is sunning himself in Barcelona, but there has been a twist in the Christian Horner inappropriate text messages scandal, and therefore I felt I would be doing an injustice if I didn't do a quick podcast edition on this. Think of this as an extension to our Tuesday episode about F1's most flamboyant and wild characters, which you should also check out if you haven't heard. Here's another character for you with a story that's unfolding as we speak. So for those of you who don't know, Christian Horner is the boss of Red Bull. They are the all-conquering stars of Formula One. They're preparing currently in Bahrain to defend their titles. The new season starts on Saturday. But Horner's had a pretty rollercoaster start to the season because hanging over him have been these allegations of him sending inappropriate messages to a female employee. The story broke a few weeks ago that there'd been this complaint about Horner. Originally, the press were saying that the messages showed Horner engaging in controlling and coercive behavior towards this employee. But later, Dutch and German press said that the messages also were inappropriate texts of a sexual nature. So naturally, our ears pricked up at Upshot Towers. Anyway, Horner vehemently denied any wrongdoing. He cooperated with an internal investigation. Red Bull hired a top London barrister, probably spent a lot of money. Many hours Horner spent talking to them. And on Wednesday, Christian was celebrating because Red Bull had formally cleared him of any wrongdoing after the investigation. And he thought, great, get back to doing what I do best, which is, you know, playing the villain in Formula One. A lot of people really dislike Christian Horner because he's got a bit of a smug vibe about the fact that his team always win. And obviously he's one of the stars of Drive to Survive, the Netflix doc about F1. And, you know, really, I think he's a great character. You want a guy playing the villain, and he does it well. But there's a lot of people gunning for him. So there were, you know, there were a few people who were quite disappointed when it appeared that, you know, there was nothing to this scandal. However, Christian's celebrations didn't last long because 24 hours after he was cleared, a journalist called Jenna Fryer tweeted a Google Drive containing all the, quote, Christian Horner evidence has just been emailed from an anonymous account to hundreds of journalists. So Jenna Fryer tweeted that, and it kicked off a frenzy in the world of F1. Apparently in the paddock where all the journalists were, it was wild because they all got this email at the same time and they were all just in silence going through this Google Drive dossier they'd been sent. And occasionally one of them would yelp in surprise where they saw something eye-catching. Pretty soon the dossier leaked online as well. There was a version doing the rounds initially, which had sort of, it was just sort of like 15 screenshots of WhatsApp conversations. And it was quite tame stuff. It looked like there was a bit of cack-handed flirting between what is allegedly Christian Horner and this female employee, but nothing that bad. Just a guy sort of typing like a 14-year-old whose phone credit is running out, and he's got to abbreviate messages, talking about Cocoa Pops, all quite tame stuff. But then the full dossier of 79 screenshots started doing the rounds. And there's some more surprising stuff in there. Probably the most surprising is a screenshot of a conversation which appears to show Christian Horner telling this employee that he joined the Mile Eye Club by performing what the Sun are calling a solo sex act in a plain toilet. So this is some wild antics on a flight to Dubai. That's probably the wildest bit. I mean, the rest of it, it's not totally wild, but there's a few eyebrow raisers. This, you know, Horner seemingly saying stuff like, I really wanted you today, telling her she looks attractive, asking her for photos, repeatedly asking about her Spanx underwear. And a few times the employee like scolds him and she asks him directly, please stop flirting with me. You have to stop. And she also repeatedly reminds Horner that his wife, Jerry Halliwell, would not be happy if she saw the messages. And eventually Christian apologizes and asks her to delete her WhatsApp history, which looks like she did if these messages are the real McCoy. What else is in there? There's a picture of a man's nipple. There are a lot of selfies of Horner. There's a lot of just like tedious detail, which, you know, I think does build up a picture that makes you think that they look quite authentic. There's one bit where he just seems to exclaim lesbians out of context. Yeah, there's a few things like that. There's a lot of just like quite cack-handed flirting, I would call it, which it's not a crime. Don't know what the rules are of doing that in your job. Don't know how your wife would feel about it. Obviously, Horner's wife is Jerry Halliwell, the Spice Girl. For his part, Christian Horner has released a statement denying any wrongdoing. He says, I won't comment on anonymous speculation, but to reiterate, I have always denied the allegations. I respected the integrity of the independent investigation and fully cooperated with it every step of the way. So, yeah, he's sticking with his guns. Who knows what's going to happen next? The new F1 season, I mean, they're doing qualifying today. It kicks off tomorrow. So, yeah, by the time you're listening to this, who knows what twists may have taken place. But I thought we owed it to you to give you a quick briefing on these developments. And it would be great to know, do you enjoy these mini episodes? Obviously, I would normally have Zach with me to shoot the shit over this, but he's up the Sagrada Familia sightseeing. But yeah, if you like these kind of mini episodes, we could do more. Let us know. contact@upshot.email is our email address, or tweet or send us an Insta DM @upshottowers. And yeah, we'll keep you abreast of all the developments with Horndog in the saga that they're calling Google Drive to Survive. Thanks a lot for listening and speak again soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.